Dzień dobry, Szanowni Państwo. Przede wszystkim chciałabym podziękować panu sekretarzowi generalnemu na...
I would like to thank Mr. Secretary General of NATO for the conversation that we had, for the visit to Poland. During our conversation, we discussed important issues pertaining to the situation of security in our region and the priorities within NATO for the upcoming months. The adaptation of NATO to new threats was an important topic of our conversation. And I would like to stress that we are witnessing changes in the security environment. That is why it is in the common interest of all allies for NATO to be united, to be efficient and ready for action in the face of threats stemming from different directions and from different sources. The events around our borders, and especially the upcoming Russian and Belarus maneuvers, Zapad 2017, and the terrorist threat, as well as instability in the Middle East and North Africa, demonstrate that as an alliance, we should continue to adapt. That is a process that started in Newport and in Warsaw. In this context, it will be a priority for Poland to prepare for next year's NATO summit in Brussels and strengthening allied defense and deterrence. We are satisfied to note that NATO forces have been deployed to Poland and to the Baltic states. However, we are not passive in building security of the alliance. Together with other states, we participate in the battle group in Latvia and in Romania, and we are spending the 2% of GDP for defense. Already there is a draft act submitted to the Polish parliament in which we have guaranteed that by 2030, the defense spending will increase to 2.5% of GDP. We are also involved in NATO actions in the south, and we are also part of the coalition fighting ISIL. We are present in Afghanistan, and we also conduct training in Iraq. I want to assure you, Mr. Secretary General, that Poland is and will continue to be an active and reliable member of the debate about the future of the alliance in the run-up to next year's NATO summit. Thank you very much, Mr. Secretary General, for your visit today. Thank you for the conversation that we had. And first and foremost, thank you for your commitment to the building of security of the Transatlantic Alliance. And I hope for further fruitful cooperation. Once again, I would like to thank you for last year's NATO summit, which, as we mentioned during our conversation, was very important to Poland. It was important because, as member of NATO, we were able to host that event. But first and foremost, the decisions which were taken here in Warsaw are of crucial and key importance for Poland, for the security of our country, for the security of the region, and in our assessment also for the stability and peace in Europe. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Madam Prime Minister. Now I'd like to give the floor to the Secretary General of NATO, Mr. Jens Stoltenberg.
Thank you so much, Prime Minister Szydło, and it's great to be back here in Warsaw. Poland was the first country I visited as Secretary General when I was appointed back in 2014, and I really appreciate our close cooperation and all the contributions of Poland to our shared security, to our collective defense. And as you mentioned, 1 year ago, we had a very successful summit of NATO here in Warsaw, where we made many important decisions on how to adapt, how to change NATO in response to a changing and more demanding security environment. We made decision to strengthen our deterrence and our defense, and to project stability beyond our borders, not least to fight terrorism. And after the Warsaw Summit, we have implemented the greatest reinforcement of our collective defense since the end of the Cold War. We have tripled the size of the NATO response force. We have established new headquarters in the east of the alliance and enhanced our forward presence here in Poland, as well as in Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. Poland has played a key role in these efforts, contributing to our shared security with exercises on land, at sea, and in the air. guarding the airspace of our Baltic neighbors, and hosting key NATO facilities, including our multinational core Northeast. And from next year, a site for NATO's ballistic missile defense. You also helped to project stability beyond our borders, with hundreds of Polish soldiers serving in Afghanistan and in Kosovo. And the Polish Air Force contributes to the global fight to defeat ISIS in the Middle East. And Poland leads by example on defense spending by investing 2% of GDP on defense. And I also very much welcome your commitment to further increase Polish defense spending. Today, during our meeting, we discussed the importance of NATO's presence in Poland. In Osijek, your forces trained together with American, British and Romanian troops. Our multinational battle group in Poland, and also the battle groups we have in Latvia, Estonia and Lithuania, are signs of NATO's unity, strength and resolve, sending a clear message that an attack on one ally is an attack on the whole alliance. We are here to prevent a conflict, not to provoke conflict. When tensions run high, dialogue is even more important. That's why NATO has always kept channels of communication open with Russia. At the meeting last month of the NATO-Russia Council, Russia briefed on the Zapad exercise 2017. And we will be watching very closely as this exercise takes place next month. All nations have the right to exercise their forces, but nations should also respect their commitments to transparency. So I call on Russia to ensure compliance with its obligations under the OSCE Vienna document, because predictability, transparency is especially important when we have increased military activity along our borders. And the Vienna document is the best platform to ensure predictability and transparency related to military exercises and military activity. So, Prime Minister Sudwo, thank you once again for your leadership, and thank you once again for hosting me and my delegation here in Warsaw. Thank you.